The West was won with horses and cowboys. Well, that wasn't the plan at one time. In fact, if the Army had their way, perhaps those TV Westerns would show a whole lot more of these animals crossing the high plains than horses. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. The West was won with horses and cowboys, right? Well, that wasn't the plan at one time at Fort Lancaster, Texas.
In the 1850s, the U.S. Army and people out east always had this vision of West Texas and far west as desert, almost like Africa desert. And so they were thinking of creative ways to move Army supplies that didn't involve horses and mules, an animal that might go longer.
Jefferson Spillman oversees the ruins of Fort Lancaster, which is today a state historic site.
So the Congress appropriated money. Jefferson Davis was Secretary of War, so he had advocated for this. And the Navy went overseas and bought upwards of 75 camels and brought them to Texas.
Soon the Army began to experiment with the idea of using camels to cross the vast reaches between the forts of the West.
It was proven that the camels could carry huge loads. One in particular could carry 1,200 pounds from a laying position to standing position, which was immense. And so the Army, on several occasions in the later 1850s, sent several camel expeditions out to West Texas.
Not only could they carry more than three times the load of a mule, they required less water and feed. The camel trains made many trips through Fort Lancaster, but when the Civil War began, the experiment ended.
The camels were abandoned in Texas when the U.S. Army left Texas. The fact that Jefferson Davis was connected to him, he becomes president of the Confederacy. And so during the war years, the Confederacy and the Texans used the camels to move cotton bales to Mexico.
The connection to the Confederacy and the expansion of the railroad resulted in the camels being sold. The story lives on today, though, as camels return to the fort for reenactments each May. Visitors can come throughout the year to see this historic fort. Traveling the Countryside at Fort Lancaster, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.